From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the second day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There will be a few patches of very light freezing rain that are possible early on Monday morning. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of flurries and freezing rain before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after noon. It will be cloudy with a high near 45. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. We'll bring you the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment. But first, here is the weekend in review. These are some of the stories that made the news from November 29th to December the 2nd. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper the date for completion of the East Chatham Bridge that carries Albany Turnpike over the CSX tracks will be completed on December 16th, a few weeks behind the original schedule. Work on the Albany Turnpike Bridge began in September and was expected to be completed before Thanksgiving. The original structure was built in 1910 and last rehabilitated in 1943. The new bridge will have a 10-ton limit and only one lane for vehicles, as well as a pedestrian walkway. The replacement work was paid for by CSX. The railroad company owns the bridge and the tracks located below. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Ryan reported into Windham Journal the historic Shabby Ranch may be getting an overhaul. Ranch owners, accompanied by attorney Greg Lubo, recently met with members of the Jewett Town Board. Officials sent a letter to Lubo in November advising the town has received complaints about the condition of the property located on Route 23C. Shabby Ranch, then known as Timberline Ranch, served as a popular summer getaway for big names in the entertainment industry such as the Everly Brothers and Patti Page. Legend has it that Page debuted her hit song Tennessee Waltz at the ranch. Some of the rotting structures have been razed, and discussions are ongoing with the State Department of Environmental Protection about the condition of the septic system. A caretaker is now living on one of the habitable buildings and is managing the property. The town board will receive its next update on the property's status in January. That full story you'll find in the Windham Journal. Adam Clayton reported in the Register Star, the early start of Black Friday sale events earned mixed reviews locally. Traffic near big box stores in Greenport at 7 a.m. was busy on Friday, but not as busy as in previous years. Beginning 3 years ago, many major chain stores such as Walmart and Kohl's began sales promotions on Thanksgiving Day instead of the day after. Walmart in Greenport began its bargain sales at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Kohl's began its sales at 8 p.m. The Greenport TJ Maxx store did not open until Friday morning.
A TJ Maxx store associate
told the paper she did not think the store was as busy as previous years on Friday. She felt that was because a lot of people shopped Thursday night and slept on Friday morning. You'll find that full story in the Register Star.
As for the weather for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of flurries and freezing rain before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after noon. It will be cloudy with a high near 45. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Tuesday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. On Wednesday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 7:06 a.m., sunset at 4:23 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the second day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.